About 50 people testified at a hearing in Madison on Monday, sponsored by Health Watch Wisconsin, a nonprofit group that advocates for public health care access. Shanda Hubertus of Wausau is a private duty nurse who cares for disabled people in their homes. All of her clients pay for her services through Medicaid. She says the $110 million cut in the program in Governor Walker's budget repair bill will mean she may lose her job and many of the people she cares for won't get the services they need.
I get no paid vacation, no sick days, no workman's comp, no retirement, no weekend, holiday, or night differential, no pay increase in 10 years, health insurance, or anything else. I am an independent contractor, so the lack of the benefits is part of the deal. But how do you recruit qualified nurses to work with our country's most vulnerable population if we can't even get a fair wage?
The cuts will also increase copays and limit eligibility for some HIV and AIDS patients, like Carl Crissa of Milwaukee. He depends on Medicaid for the retroviral medications that keep him alive.
Hundreds of thousands of people live in Wisconsin with HIV and AIDS. Without this, we will all end up in emergency rooms and we all will die. And that will cost the state of Wisconsin a whole lot more than what they're paying for now.
Organizers say the ad hoc hearings on Medicaid and Badger Care were necessary because there was no opportunity for those affected to have their voices heard before the vote on the budget repair bill. The hearings continue today at a downtown hotel in Madison. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.